listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
We are back for the fourth quarter at Lowell, where the Devils lead Crown Point 21-7, and the Bulldogs have to punt here on fourth down and 12 on the first play of the final period. Kind of pops it up. Jusevich is deep, but he gets away from it. Ball's going to take a Bulldog bounce, and it'll go down to the 40. Punt wasn't that long, but got helped out by the bounce, and Lowell will take over at the 40-yard line.
We mentioned that last year at Bulldog Turf, it was an 18-point fourth quarter for the Crown Point Bulldogs that propelled them to victory just a year ago tomorrow, 24-10, the final score now, and Crown Point going 1-0. Mark, any more magic in the...
I wanted to take a moment to thank our sponsors. We have a load full of sponsors, thanks to Sales Director Frank Sprinkle.
Oh, geez, we're doing...
Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the Law Office of Adam Decker, the Lake County Historical Museum, Strack and Van Til, Centaur Bank, and Crown Point Mayor Dave Uran have all sponsored USA365.com. We couldn't be more grateful. There were years when we were up here with no sponsorship, and now we have six people who actually want us to be here. Again, it could not be more grateful to those six sponsors. Here's a run straight ahead and a pickup of about four. I'm not sure who had the ball there. Is that Giordano? Yeah, it looked like
that was Austin.
Looked like Austin Giordano. He was hurt earlier in the game, but again, it was one of those cramping situations, and he's fine now. First down run for five, and second and five from the 45. And the Bulldogs are going to need a turnover. If they're going to win this game, they're going to need a turnover because Lowell has a time-consuming offense. Every time they get the ball, it's going to be 3 or 4 minutes, and every first down they get, it's going to tack two onto that. I formation for Lowell. And the all-black uniforms with the white numbers. Here's a handoff straight ahead. Giordano breaks a tackle across the 50, and he's got a first down for Lowell. He was hit at the Lowell 48, broke the tackle, and went straight ahead. Now, I think Austin Giordano is going to be a secret weapon for Lowell this year. There's the first down Red Devil call. And he is, because they have so much lateral speed in Jordan Jusevich and Ike James that when they run the fullback ahead on a simple trap play, Giordano, who's 207 pounds, a junior, he's going to be a big factor for them.
And I see Mitchell Wildman of the defense for the Lowell Red Devils being attainted. He may have some cramps, too.
First and 10 for Lowell with the 49 at Crown Point. Bulldogs with five men to the line, and the safety's up. They have nine men within 3 yards of the line. They know the Devils are going to run. Here's a runoff left tackle. I think that's Ike James back in the game and carrying the ball. It is. And Ike gets down to the 47, a pickup of two. Ike had a season which was the fourth best season ever for a Lowell running back, 2,400 yards last year. And I don't think he'll get 2,400 yards this year, Frank, because they have a lot of other weapons.
And he also had 34 touchdowns a year ago. Now, 36 in all, 34 of those were rushing, two receiving.
And again, I would doubt he would get that this year, because they're not going to be a more diversified running team. They're not going to throw the ball a lot. He's just not going to carry as much. And now James lines up in the Wildcats, so he has no choice but to get the ball on that play. I think they used too much time. They did. And when you're running a running offense, and I know Coach Keith Kilmer not happy with that, because when you're running the ball, you shouldn't ever run out of time on the play clock, because it's not a complicated play call.
They're just trying to play very conservatively, though.
The penalty puts the Devils back to their own 47. A chance for Crown Point to stop them with 9:52 to go in the game. It's second down and 13. Two wide receivers, but Lowell's not throwing. Direct snap to the tailback, James. Runs off right tackle, gets a good block. 50, and he was dragged down. He fumbles, and did the Bulldogs recover, or did they say the ball was down? The refs say the ball was down. There's a scramble for the ball, but the refs are all standing at the 48-yard line of Crown Point.
It's not a turnover.
They're saying James was down there, so it will be third down. And once again, another boy pulls up lame, and that's one of Lowell's better linemen. We talked about him before, Sam Stewart, 6 foot, 252-pound senior. So we're gonna need a little bit of a break there. But he jumps up. Of course, when you go down, I think you have to come to the sidelines for a play, don't you? And he does. Been kind of a quiet second half in the stands. I mean, there was a lot more action in the first half. The Crown Point cheering section all dressed in white. There's a, I would guess, a couple hundred kids, maybe 250. In part of the visitor stands, they're just standing there. They don't have a whole lot to say. And the Lowell boys at the south end of the field, the Lowell student section, which has about 300 students in it. I haven't heard much out of them because there really hadn't been many scoring threats here in the second half. Ball's at the 48. It's third down and 8. Crown Point needs to stop here bad. Two wide receivers. Hornickle drops back. A penalty on Lowell. He needs to throw this away. Throws it way down the field. Jager Gill is there. It's over his head. He was behind the defense, but I believe that the wide receiver for Lowell did not come set. So I think it's going to be a legal procedure penalty against Lowell. It's going to be third down and 14.
Indeed it is.
Again, Crown Point 8-2 last year, and we talked about Lowell being 8-5. These teams both thought they should have advanced. Well, can they decline that? Wouldn't a motion play be before the snap by definition?
Here's what mind boggles me. Why wasn't the play rule dead initially?
It is incomplete. It's a fourth down.
All right.
So there, in effect, is no penalty. It's an incomplete pass for Hornickle. And the Devils are going to have to punt it. Fourth down and 9, and the punter is not in the game. I'm not sure what's happening here. Fourth and 9, yeah, Coach Keith Kilmer called timeout because I know they don't want to go for it on fourth and 9 from the Crown Point 48.
Not down two scores.
There's a timeout.
Not down two scores at all.
No, that would not be like them. In fact, that would not be like anybody. With the lead to go for it on fourth and 8 near midfield. And because if you don't make it, of course, you give the other team a big chance to get back in the game. Next week, our traveling microphone won't be traveling, right? We'll be at Crown Point High School.
We'll be traveling back home.
As the cavemen of Mishawaka come on in to play the Bulldogs, 6:30 pregame and a 7 o'clock start right here on USA365.com.
Actually, it's a 6:30 kickoff, 6 with the pregame show, because you got the two time zones with Crown Point being the central time zone.
You know
zone.
That now? You know that for sure?
Indeed, I do.
Okay.
At least that's what the schedule reads. Above me.
And for Lowell, Lowell's going to be taking on Portage next week. They'll travel to play Portage. Lowell hasn't played Portage since the 1960s.
Really? I was trying to find that out back, on the Herald's website.
Back in those days, there weren't a whole lot of other schools. So if you were around, you pretty much had to play each other. Yeah, and Lowell played Portage 5 or 6 times in the 60s. But that's, you know, what, 50 years ago, 55 years ago?
They have 6A opponents.
They will renew that rivalry next week at Portage. Lowell and Portage, that's their next game. Smetana's going to kick. Yeah, it didn't make any sense for Lowell to go for it there. That would have been foolish. Smetana back will get the ball at his own 40. Takes the snap. Low line drive kick. Akiwa lets it bounce, and it's inside the 10-yard line. That's a good punt. Going to roll dead at the 8. The Lowell fans are happy because it's first and 10 for Crown Point from the 8-yard line. Crown Point trails by 14 points with 8:59 to go in the game.
Well, the Crown Point Bulldogs, Mark, certainly have their work cut out for them, trailing by 14, but it's a matter of the field position not really good for the Bulldog offense. They have to work 92 yards to try to make something happen here.
Yep, because they start from their own 8. Ike James in the game, Jordan Jusevich, and both of them were injured earlier and now apparently okay.
Could be the game.
And Crown Point's going to test them, I'm sure. They would be testing them anyway in a situation where they're down 14. Here's a straight handoff to Muhammad off left guard and tackle. He gets one, maybe two, out to the 10-yard line. Just tried to break one there. Lost some time on the clock. Every running play is going to be 20, 30 seconds. Here comes Austin Giordano. Again, cramping up. He's going to have to come off the field. It's the starting linebacker for the Devils. Into the game, Jarek Sodka, an outside linebacker. You can tell Giordano's really upset that he continually has to come out of the game because of cramps.
And the cramping woes continue. Lowell has Jordan Jusevich down on the field. He's on his rear end. Doesn't look too serious, but once again, Mark, the humidity starting to get the worst of these players as this second half has progressed.
it's going to be interesting to see who Lowell puts in at in the secondary, because Jusevich and James are two of their better defenders, better pass defenders. So now they're going to have to go with guys who second stringer might not be totally accurate, because Lowell's kind of on a rotation deal at every position. But it's going to be interesting to see who is going to be in playing defensively. Now everybody's drinking water, but it's probably a little late now. I'm not sure it's going to help them.
Including myself, I'll tell you what, with what we have seen from the trainers attending the players on the field, it has definitely slowed this game down.
But now here comes Jusevich off the field. He can't make it, so he's not going to be in the secondary. You don't want to be too brave if you're a secondary player and you pull up lame. That could be a 90-yard touchdown pass. Here's Link, the quarterback. Takes the snap, back near his own goal line. Crossing pass is tipped, and it's incomplete. He kind of threw into a crowd there. Tried to get it to the big junior wide receiver, Shane McCormick, and never got anywhere near him. It'll be third down for Crown Point from their own 9-yard line. And the Bulldogs have not been effective since the first quarter, except for a couple runs by Salih Muhammad, the new running back. Since the first period, they really haven't moved the ball. And the touchdown came about because of a punt return. Third down, 9. Link drops back. He's in his own end zone. Oh, he's about to be sacked. Broke loose. Going to try to run it. He's got a long way to go for first down. He's hit by 4 or 5 Devils. Brought down at the 11-yard line. And the Bulldogs are going to have to punt. Grayson went back at his own end zone. It was almost a disaster, because if he's dragged down in the end zone, the game's over. Because that's 2 points for the Devils, and they would get the ball. Another young man cramping up on the field out there.
Justin Thomas, we saw him earlier on the trainer's cable.
It's the same old, same thing that's been going on throughout the second half. Crown Point's going to have to punt with 7:56 to go. And this is a situation where you're too deep in your own territory to even fake a punt. It takes a lot of nerve to punt, fake a punt from your own end zone. They are not going to do that, so they're certainly going to be kicking the ball here. Here's Thomas up and coming off the field. And you can see the frustration on the boys, because they know they're not hurt seriously. They go down, they get stretched out, they get back up, they come out for play. I don't think you can call that a sack, because Link gained 2 yards to the 11, so he got 2 yards on the run. They're going to have to kick it. Crown Point punting, trailing by 14 with 8:04 left. Artie Akiwa back on the end zone. And again, I would suspect a fake punt, but you're in your own end zone. You really can't. Here's the snap. Oh, it bounces back to Akiwa. Oh, he almost put his knee down. Here's the kick. It's going to land at the 40. I don't think Lowell will touch it. And it rolls out of bounds at the 46-yard line of Crown Point. And now Lowell in total control with the ball at the Crown Point 46 with 7:56 to play.
Well, I guess the key here is trying to run some clock down. Obviously, Lowell wants to put the knockout punch in this game, but they do have efficient running backs, but you got to understand with the humidity.
Frank, Coach Keith Kilmer is out there talking to the referee about what we were seeing. When the ball came in, Artie Akiwa went down to one knee to catch it. And, again, hopefully he doesn't do that again, because a referee could call that downing the ball and a safety in your own end zone. In fact, if you quizzed me on why that's not a safety on that play, I don't totally know. Lowell for 1st and 10 from the 45. So Crown Point may have gotten a break there. 1st and 10 from the Bulldog 45 is a handoff off left tackle to James. Drags the defender to the 41 and a pickup of 4. Well, I'm a little surprised. I thought Crown Point would be able to move the ball much better than they have tonight.
Well, you also have to look at the first half, too, with false start penalties, miscues. Really, they were able to come out of the first half with 7 points, and not to mention, too, early on in their third drive, they were able to score some points. But the problem is miscues after that drive. That's really when things haven't worked out well.
2nd down, 6 for Lowell. An I formation. Let's see. Ike James is in there at running back. Not true there. They're running back for Lowell is. It's going to be a keeper. Hornickel off left tackle to the 40. Cuts back. Crosses field to the 35. Bulldogs trying to strip the ball away from him, but they can't. And Darian Hornickel has a first down at the 33-yard line at Crown Point. I thought Crown Point might have had a chance there because Hornickel came off left tackle and then cut back. And sometimes when you're running across field, you reveal the ball. You give the defenders a shot at the ball, pulling it out of your arms. I thought I saw some Crown Point boys trying to do that, but they were unsuccessful. And it's a first down for Lowell again. The Devils lost their first three games last year and then came on strong and ended up in the regional at New Prairie losing 28-27 on a missed two-point conversion. First and 10. Here's a handoff to James off left tackle, hit from behind. And he may have gotten a yard at most there. Looked like Amos Bennett for Crown Point making the tackle.
But plenty of time is starting to evaporate off the game clock, too. And that's something the Lowell Red Devils want to see.
Yeah, when Lowell wins games, they get ahead. And then they go on one of these 7 or 8 minute drives that takes 10 minutes off the clock.
And that's what you want to do.
Yeah, but not everybody can do it. And they... I don't want to say they patent it because a lot of other teams do it. Hey, to be honest, Crown Point did it last year. Crown Point was very much Lowell-like last season. It was a direct snap to James off left tackle, 30, down to the 26. Pickup of 5. And the big thing for Lowell now is the clock's running with 5:50 to go. And a few of the Crown Point fans heading for the parking lot. You can see some taillights off in the distance leaving. As it looks like Lowell is going to come in here, well, they come into their own building and win decisively, and there's going to be a big celebration on the field in about five minutes because Lowell has lost to Crown Point for 5 years in a row.
2009, the last time Lowell won the Liver Helmets.
And Coach Keith Kilmer has never, as a head coach, beaten Crown Point. And it looks like it's going to happen. Third down and 3. Here's a handoff to James. Pushing the defenders back, first down. Down to the 18-yard line, a pickup of 8. Big first down, and the celebration kind of on here now at Lowell. First down Devils, and the clock will continue to run.
He must spend it there with the tackle.
Crown Point by down 14 points.
This is a tough opponent that Crown Point had to face. You knew that, Mark, considering the weapons they have offensively, especially with Ike James, not to mention, too, this was a team that was only a two-point conversion away from going to semi-state.
Yeah, we were talking about that, but again, Ike James, if he converts on four down, he slipped and fell on a very, very muddy turf.
They may be in Indianapolis. Lowell
would have won 29-28 and gone on to the semi-state. Darian Hornickel just standing there letting the play clock run down. Takes the direct snap, keeps the ball. They don't even want to risk handoffs now. Cuts back and drags the defenders. And you can tell the Crown Point defense tiring as the Lowell running backs are kind of dragging them. They're dragging the defender for extra yards. Down to the 15-yard line now. Pickup of 3. And Crown Point's going to call a timeout. 4:34 to go in the game. And it's all Lowell. The Devils 21, Crown Point 7 on USA365.com.
Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine offers a patient-focused, physician-driven patient care environment. They're led by Dr. Keith Pitchford and his associates, Dr. Jeffrey Sterin, Dr. Jennifer Baer, and Dr. Natasha Mandula, in cooperation with the support staff of physical therapists and strength conditioning coaches. Together, the sports medicine team at Great Lakes Orthopedics enables patients to return to the greatest level of functionality possible as quickly as possible. Learn more at glorthopedics.com or call 219-661-8661. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
Back at Lowell where the Devils lead Crown Point 21-7, just 4:34 to go. Again, so grateful for all our sponsors, Great Lakes Orthopedics, Law Office of Adam Decker, Lake County Historic Museum, Mayor Dave Uran, Centier Bank, Strachan Van Til, and The Breeze. I didn't mention The Breeze, the world's easy listing leader, as they have sponsored Crown Point football. And we have a a high water mark as far as sponsors in our 13 years of doing Crown Point football. Here's James off left tackle, breaks through to the 10, now to the 7. The penalty flag flies for Lowell. This play's probably coming back. And, yeah, you're going to hear me mention this, my gratitude to the sponsors many times this year because, Frank, you can ask Dave about the years we were up here just talking with, I don't want to say we were talking to ourselves because we've always had a pretty good group of people listening. We don't know where they're listening, but the numbers show that there's a few people listening, maybe out-of-towners, and we have gotten some mail from people far out of state and grandmas and grandpas who are listening in other parts of the country to Crown Point football, but we've been up here with no sponsors some years, and this year we have 6, and counting the breeze, we have 7. Again, I couldn't be happier about that, and a lot of credit goes to sales manager Frank Sprinkle.
We're doomed.
Who beat the bushes and got some he might have even gotten some money out of an old Crown Point athletic director. Here's Ike James on right tackle to the 18-yard line. Pickup of 1, but the Lowell doesn't care if they gain any yards now. They just want to keep the clock running, and it is. With when the ball snapped, there'll be less than 3:40 to play. Lowell 21 and Crown Point 7.
Look at the 8th play of the drive upcoming. Lowell doing what they want to do, putting pressure on the Crown Point Bulldogs in terms of the clock.
Crown Point's going to have to come back strong next week against Mishawaka. Haven't heard what Mishawaka's doing tonight against Port. They were favored to win. That's going to be a tough game. And then, of course, the Week 3 game against Maryville. Which is always pivotal to the Bulldogs. Here's the fake keeper by Hornickel. Oh, boy, he stiff-armed Watson and ran over him. Dragged down from behind, or finally dragged down at all by Tyler Gomez. Boy, Hornickel really stuck the face mask. I thought there might even be an offensive face mask call, but you almost never see that. Hornickel rolled left and just stiff-armed Cameron Watson. Pickup of about 2 or 3. You really didn't get very many yards on that at all.
And we have the
but it's fourth down.
And we have the second timeout burned by the Bulldogs as they're now desperate to use those timeouts to preserve whatever clock they have.
Well, the good news is that traditionally this game doesn't really reflect how the season is going to go. It almost never has. When Lowell won state in 2005, they lost to Crown Point. In fact, when they won state, they got shut out by Griffith. They lost 4 of their first 5 or something like that. I remember the new coach of Griffith is Ben Geffert.
Yeah, former defensive player.
He was the defensive player of the year for Griffith that year. And they just crushed Lowell in that game, and Geffert was all over the field. And you wouldn't have been able to convince me that Lowell was going to go on to win the state title that season. So, I think Crown Point's still going to have a strong year. They may just be running up against a very, very strong opponent in Lowell. We don't know how Lowell's going to do the rest of it. I'll tell you what, I'm not sure I see, other than Andrean and Portage, another team on the Lowell schedule that can beat them off if they can play the way they have the last 3 quarters. It's going to be a field goal attempt here by Robbie Smetana. The junior kicker hits it high, oh, and watches it fly. It is no good. It missed right. A penalty flag. And hopefully Crown Point didn't jump offside.
Not quite sure what the flag is. We're going to find that out here in a moment.
3:18 to go in the game. Lowell missed a field goal. The field goal was no good. Oh, my. The penalty's on Crown Point. Well, that's going to finish off the Bulldogs if that's the way it is. I haven't seen the motion yet by the referees. Well, actually, a 5-yard penalty would not be a first down. So let's see what the penalty is. I heard someone in the press box saying that it was a running start by the defender, which is illegal. And if that's the case, that's a 10-yard penalty. And that's going to be a first down for Lowell. And it is. That's what it was. I don't even know what you call that. It's not an illegal block, but it's a penalty on Crown Point, any way you look at it. And it just hasn't been a good night for the Bulldogs. The ref's walking the ball down inside the 10, and when they pass the 10, that's a first down. He puts it down at the 9. First down and goal for Lowell with 3:18 to play.
It seems that for Crown Point, they started off strong, Mark. At the 6 minutes, they had the edge in this game.
There's the I formation again. actually a stacked eye. Freeman in the backfield. Hand off to James off left tackle. Dragging defenders down to the six. And Lowell just running the ball, and they know they're running into a stacked defense, and they don't really care at this point as the clock keeps running inside of 3 minutes now.
And, of course, you mentioned, Mark, about how this game may not dictate the course of the season. Well, there's obviously 8 more games after tonight based on the regular season and then your sectional opener. But you take a look at Crown Point, Mishawaka next week, non-conference. Then you get into the Doolin Athletic Conference, Maryville and Lake Central, two tough BAC opponents historically.
Three in the backfield, Jusevich, James, and Espravnik with the quarterback Hornickel. Hands off to James off right tackle, hit behind the line, and drags a defender. Gets down to the 4-yard line. Looks like the tackle by Wilson of Crown Point. And it's, again, the clock just running now. 2:13 to go. Now a lot of the Crown Point folks headed for the exits. Very disappointed. I'm not sure that a lot of folks knew how this game was going to go. Because in Crown Point, you had their starting quarterback coming back in Akiwa. And in Lowell, you had a running back that run for 2,400 yards coming back. And usually those two things both signal real good times for both teams. But it's been good times for Lowell here tonight. Here's a handoff straight ahead. I want to say that might be Giordano.
No, it's Jusevich.
Jusevich down to the 2-yard line. And again, he's going to come up lame there. He's cramping up on the field. And there's going to be a timeout. Gain of about 4. And it'll be fourth down. Clock stopped with 1:37 left.
It certainly slowed down this game, all of these
Definitely.
Cramping ups.
Yeah, when you look at Lowell's schedule, Portage had no one back on defense from last year. Now, Portage has a lot of depth. It'll be interesting to see how they do against Mishawaka tonight. That's Lowell's game next week. I don't know if Morton is going to be as strong as they have been in past years. They might be. They still have a really good running back in Mark Snorton. Andrean obviously lost a lot from last year. They'll always be pretty good. But Lowell, with this win, I'm interested in seeing who's going to step up and stop the Devils, because they have a lot of speed and versatility on offense, and when they don't cramp up all over the field, they have a lot of speed on defense, too, and a very good place kicker. There's a lot here for Lowell this season, and we may be seeing them at the end of the year, too, although for Lowell, you guys probably talked about it in the first half, new to the Lowell sectional is Andrean, the defending 3A state champ, moving up to Class 4A. So Lowell could draw Andrean in the opening game of the playoffs.
And, of course, Lowell, taking a look at the schedule, Mark, that is the opponent for Andrean, or for Lowell, I should say, the final week of the season. It's here at the Inferno on October 18th, October 16th, I believe.
As far as Crown Point, we'll know in weeks 3 and 4 when they play Maryville, the Pirates, of course, with returning D.J. Wilkins for his third year at quarterback, Sean Streck, the heavyweight state wrestling champ,
new
in
coach.
The lines. And in Lake Central in week 4, Lake Central has a lot of boys back, and the Bulldogs will visit the new Lake Central field. Here comes Jusevich off the field, and I think Jordan's through for the season. I think he's through for the game.
He's through for the season as far as tonight.
Yeah, the way he's walking, he's walking kind of really, really stiff-legged. I don't think they're going to send him out there again, especially with the score the way it is. Yeah, Crown Point schedule. You know, this isn't the road trip year. The road trip year for Crown Point is when they go to Mishawaka, they go to LaPorte, and they go to Michigan City. This is not that year. You know, their farthest trip east is to Chesterton. But still, it's going to be a very, very difficult schedule for Crown Point. 1:24 to go. Fourth down. Devils aren't going to kick a field goal. They're going to go for it. And if they get stopped, they don't really care. Straight ahead, and I think he broke into the end. Nope, stopped at the goal line. Good goal line stand by Crown Point. That looked like Espravnik, who was held out of the end zone there. And the ball will go over to Crown Point. Yeah, there's no way Lowell was going to kick a field goal there. They could easily have. But they just wanted to run the ball and give a boy a chance to score a touchdown. And if not, they leave the Crown Point on their 2-yard line, I believe, on the 2-yard line. Actually, it's on the 1-yard line.
Let me ask you this, Mark. How many timeouts does Crown Point have? Do they have one?
I do not know.
I believe they have one left. I'm not quite sure.
Well, they're going to throw the ball a little bit here. Try to put at least a consolation touchdown on the board. You have to feel you have to feel you can score onside kick and hope for the best. I'm not sure Lowell may have called a timeout here. Again, Lowell is in a passing situation for Crown Point. They're a little concerned about who's in the secondary and who's okay. Because some of their defensive backs, Gill and Jusevich and James, have cramped up a lot tonight. And they don't want a boy who's lame out there when they throw a 70-yard pass and a runaway touchdown. They don't have any of the other scores of any of the other games. I think the margin of victory here is going to come as a little surprise to people. Although in the newspaper today, in the Times, four of the writers for the Times, who of course are experts, they did pick Lowell to win. Now one of them hedged his bet. He picked Lowell at overtime. You can't pick an overtime game, guys. Come on. Four picked Lowell, one picked Crown Point. And it'll be interesting to see who... how Crown Point handles the quarterback position next week. I know what they're doing with Grayson Link. They're not only are they getting their quarterback ready for next season, they're trying to get max use out of Artie Akiwa by shifting him around from position, but they may reevaluate this. Here's Link throwing deep down the field. There's nobody there. It's going to be incomplete.
Looked like Shane McCormick, the intended receiver.
Hornicle was back there for Lowell and James as well, but the ball was overthrown, and it will be second and 10 for Crown Point.
It's really a relatively new look for the Bulldogs on offense, Mark.
Actually, it's not. It's a new look from last year. But before that, you know, with Coach Pettit and the first few years of Coach Enright, they spread it out and threw the ball all the time. This is a throwback, in effect, to that time, that style of play. Now they have to throw. Link in the end zone, in the flat. That's Jesse Martin to the 15. Breaks a tackle. Martin to the 20, and he gets out of bounds. Good run by Jesse Martin to score the only Crown Point touchdown back in the first quarter. I think Link is a real good passer. He's got to get time. He's not going to scramble away and gain a lot of yards. And it's probably best use of Akiwa to move him around to different positions. You know, they want to play Artie Akiwa on defense, and you can play him on defense if he's not the quarterback. But if he's going to run back kicks and punt and be quarterback, that's a lot. Here's a swinging pass to Martin, and he drops it at the 18. And it's just as well, because he wouldn't have gained any yards there, second and 10. Now it's just 57 seconds left in the game. Yeah, that's what I thought the move of Akiwa off the quarterback position was for, so he could play all the other positions, so he could be safety, so he could be kick returner, so he could be punter. Because you can't. It's hard to have a quarterback who's on the field all the time defensively and on special teams. So they're not. I'm sure they're not going to give up on this. They're going to go with Link because he is a good thrower. He drops back right now. And he throws a bomb down the field. He's high leap for McCormick, and he almost had it at the midfield. Lowell had triple coverage on him, but they really weren't on him. Shane went up and almost caught the ball at the Lowell 49, but it's an incomplete pass. I think what they might want to do is try some shorter crossing patterns to McCormick. Because if you can throw the ball up high and none of the other defenders can get anywhere near him. Shane McCormick listed as 6'6" and 185 pounds and a junior. He splits out to the right this time. Jesse Martin splits out wide of him. Muhammad, the running back. Grayson Link drops back. Grayson tries a crossing pass. It's complete to the 25. He did not get out of bounds. And the clock's going to run. Let's see who made that catch. To be honest, I can't see the receiver. That was not Jesse Martin. No, he's on the other side.
Brenton Shaborn on the far side of the field.
So let's see. They gain yardage to the 27, 26-yard line, so it's going to be a fourth and one. A big win for Lowell. And the leather helmet trophy is going to be handed over to the Devils at midfield. They'll be real happy about that. 44 seconds left. Link drops back. Fires to Martin. It's complete. Oh, but he's run over. That pass hung a little bit, and Benjamin Sikowski just ran all over Jesse Martin. And very little gain out to the 28-yard line. It is a first down. 37 seconds left in the game. A game that Lowell is going to win over Crown Point. For the first time in 6 years, Lowell is going to beat Crown Point here tonight. I guess you can call it an upset. Lowell defending sectional champs in 4A. Crown Point 8-2 last year. Here's a drop back by Link. under a heavy rush. He's hit. Ball's wobbly. McCormick can't quite get it. They're calling pass interference. I wonder if that might be offensive pass interference on McCormick, because it seemed like he crawled over the back of Ben Sikowski.
He was tangled up with the cornerback, and we mentioned about the size difference. 6'6" is Shane McCormick. Well,
oh, wow, they called that on Lowell.
Well, it's still light for Crown Point.
It's going to be 15 yards. And really, all Ben Sikowski did was get jumped on by Shane McCormick. But talking about McCormick, Shane, if that's what he should do. He should go over the defender's back all the time until they call it. Because at 6'6", he can do that, and he can commit a foul and get away with it. A lot of times they give the credit to the offensive guy. Here's Link back. Lobs a deep one down the middle. Oh, it's going to be intercepted at the 20. That looks like a Spravnik to the 40, to the 30, inside the 25-yard line. And that's going to do it. We're inside 20 seconds for the game. And let's see who got that ball for Lowell. Looked like Lucas. Again, I'm not sure who 24 is for Lowell. I thought it was 24 who made the interception, but I'm not sure there. But either way, that's going to be the next to last play of the game.
That'll be Mitchell Wildman, number 24.
Yeah, again, Mitch Wildman, I think, was the young man making the interception, and he ripped off a 50-yard return to the 25-yard line, and they're going to take a knee, and this game's going to come to an end. It's a bit of an upset. I think the margin of victory is definitely an upset. The quarterback takes a knee. We're inside 5 seconds. Oh, and the Lowell boys are celebrating. Some of them have never beaten Crown Point until now. The final score, Lowell 21, Crown Point 7. That'll do it. Well, so you guys stay tuned. We're going to have all the scores of week one around the area. And we'll talk about this game. We'll analyze it and see how things are going to look going forward. And the longest post-game show in the history of high school football coming up next. You guys stay tuned. It was a tough one tonight for Crown Point. They led early, but Lowell deserved to win. It's Lowell 21, Crown Point 7, and that'll do it from Lowell. The scoreboard show is next. You stay tuned. The scoreboard show is next on USA365.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Woodworth for Internet Radio USA-365.com. This marks our 11th year providing live play-by-play coverage of Crown Point Bulldogs High School football, and we know we have lots of listeners tuning in across the region, around the state of Indiana, and beyond. Your emails and letters are a great source of encouragement to us. In fact, Mark Smith, Frank Frankel, and I invite you to email us with any comments or feedback you may have on our coverage, or perhaps you'd like to simply wish the Bulldogs good luck for the remainder of the season. Let us know who you are and where you're located, and we'll be happy to pass along your greeting in a future Internet radio broadcast. You can email us at usa365@ameritech.net. That's USA365@Ameritech, ameritech.net. Tonight's Internet radio broadcast of Crown Point Bulldogs High School football is a production of USA-365.com Sports and Meyer Multimedia Services. It's brought to you thanks to a great partnership between some key area business sponsors and a dedicated team of volunteers who work tirelessly to bring you these broadcasts each week. Even though many of our operating costs are covered, we're still looking for ways to cover the postseason IHSAA tournament fees. That's where you, the listener, can help us out. We invite you to use our PayPal button on the homepage of our website, www.usa-365.com, and send us a donation of any size. Our anticipated tournament costs are $500 for the postseason, so anything you can send, when combined with the generous gifts of others, can help us meet our goal. Thank you for your support, and thank you for listening to Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com.